things we may have always assumed or thought about heaven that you've discovered biblically don't quite describe it accurately.
Right. Well, I think the big thing, there are a lot of smaller things, even about the present heaven. There's a lot of people who literally have been taught, but if they haven't been taught this, it's what they have assumed or somehow picked up, is that we really won't be ourselves anymore. It's like people will say, like, do we like lose our identity? Will we remember who we were? Will we still be the same people? And will we recognize our loved ones? Will we even remember our loved ones? Will we, you know, all of these, like, failure to recognize continuity, that we continue to be the person that we are when we go to heaven. So even though we don't have our resurrection bodies yet, because we're not resurrected one at a time. That's one of, other people have that false notion. Like when you go to heaven, your body will be there. Well, of course, our bodies are left down on earth and there's physical evidence for that. So we should know that. But other people assume, well, what about all of these passages that have people wearing white robes, walking around, talking, which implies, you know, vocal cords of some sort. They're communicating somehow. You've got passages in the book of Revelation where you have people carrying palm branches. You've got the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man is saying to Abraham, send Lazarus over to put his finger in water and cool my tongue. And you wait, tongue, finger? It sounds like bodies. And so part of the answer that might be that God gives a temporary physical form to human beings, since an essential part of our nature is, it's not just our spirit. It's our spirit, and he breathes into the body of Adam a spirit, and it's body and soul or spirit together that constitutes what it means to be a human being. So figuring out what the present heaven is like is one thing, and people have plenty of misconceptions about it. But what we really, the huge misconception, is that we fail to move forward to our ultimate destination, which is on the new earth, where it says in Revelation 21, God will bring the present heaven, New Jerusalem, down to the new earth, which will be an actual physical place that actual physical people, resurrected people, will live in, dwell in forever. And he will be with us and be our God. And I believe that means resurrected culture. It means certainly resurrected. I mean, what we see on the earth, we've got water flowing. We've got the trees of life and presumably other trees. We've got eating and drinking, because Jesus said seven or eight times in the Gospels, in the kingdom of God, we'll sit down, we'll eat and drink together. And as I argue in the book, that's way more than just referring to a temporary millennial kingdom. It's talking about the ultimate kingdom of God we'll live in forever. So there are countless misconceptions about heaven. I just think the devil has kind of messed with us in this area.